Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Turn your attention together with me to the words of God through the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2, as rendered in the King James Version. I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Determined is a stout word in English. It means to set definite bounds, certain limits of extent or scope, to fix conclusively or authoritatively, and so forth. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2, determined translates an equally stout Greek word. To determine, resolve, decree, reach a decision, make a judgment. And as used here, not with tortuous process and reluctant consent to the unavoidable, but with quick and willing finality and commitment to truth. Determination has been exhibited in the lesson for today. Balaam, in Numbers, quoting himself as saying, what the Lord speaks, that will I speak. Paul, in Romans, expressing the sense of obligation, of determination, in the bosoms of God's children, growing out of being led by the Spirit of God. The determination expressed in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2 is harmonious with these lessons, and it is basic and central to all biblical expressions of determination for the children of God. It says, in effect, Christ alone is my priceless treasure. He must be my best gift to my fellow men. Paul declared, I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. As you know, that was no cancellation of all law talk on his part. No holy writer expounded God's law better than he did, bringing that final insight into the pervasive nature of God's law as it governs not only the externals but also the internals of man's existence and behavior by saying, I had not known sin if the law had not said, thou shalt not covet. None marked man from Adam's fall onward as eternally condemned by the law for sin more emphatically than did he. But he always did it as background against which to see Christ as treasure without measure. The law was always his schoolmaster and the schoolmaster to whom he exposed others that they might be brought to Christ, who is the end of the law for all who believe, to Christ, who is the God-man keeper of the law for all men, to Christ who washed away all men's sins under the law by his blood shed in the crucifixion, to Christ who brought life and immortality to life again for men. This summer school assemblage, joining now in corporate worship for the last time, came together as people of a 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2, determination previously acquired by the grace of God. And out of that determination, it has been the purpose of instructors to impart and students to acquire knowledge and skill to enhance the ability of each of us to stand among people anywhere and know nothing but Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Holding Him forth as treasure, only Savior, author of complete salvation, absolute guarantor of eternal life. that intense effort of our partnership in imparting and acquiring ends today. It would be good for each of us to evaluate it in the next few days or weeks. My prayer for us all is that each of us will find himself to have been confirmed by word and sacrament in clinging to Christ as treasure and in offering Christ as gift, confirmed in determination to know nothing among men save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Amen.